A United States Coast Guard rescue swimmer from New Jersey is being called a hero after rescuing nearly 200 people following flash floods in Central Texas over the fourth weekend.
Coast Guard rescue swimmer and petty officer Scott Reskin directly saved 165 individuals during that devastating flooding in Central Texas. He told Fox News they were in the air when they spotted a crowd of about 200 kids at a campsite.
We made the decision to leave me there. We figured we'd be able to hoist more people out on our helicopter with me not on it. And then I'd be able to help out the scene at Camp Mystic a little bit better.
Reskin credits the counselors and campers with doing well while facing such dangerous conditions.
Even as a professional rescuer, I was nervous about getting in the water. I can't imagine how 8, 9, 10-year-olds, like, these kids are heroic. Like, they need to get the credit they're getting that they need. They like, some of the camp counselors were saving lives before we even got there. So, I mean, without those guys, it would be a lot worse situation. It's still very tragic. But I think there definitely needs to be a lot of heroism praise to the survivors. They were saving themselves.
At least 27 campers and counselors at Camp Mystic lost their lives in the flooding. Meanwhile, search and rescue operations are ongoing with a full response from local, state, and national first responders. This Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Mattel is introducing a first-of-its-kind Barbie doll.
A newly introduced Barbie doll represents a person with type 1 diabetes. She wears a glucose monitor, which tracks blood sugar levels. She's also accessorized with an insulin pump. The Barbie's outfit is blue with polka dots. Mattel says the color and design are nods to symbols for diabetes awareness. It's the latest in a line of dolls aimed at making Barbie more inclusive, including a Down syndrome model, as well as dolls with a prosthetic leg or hearing aids. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Taking advantage of state taxes, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning as always. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, a Kansas couple, 3 years from retirement, are weighing whether to change their residency to Colorado, where they have a second home with no mortgage. They paid for it years ago. Should they become Colorado residents? Will it be to their advantage? Well, I looked at different sources, including the Bureau of Economic Analysis, Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. I learned the average life expectancy for Americans age 65 is almost 20 years. So they live to be an average 85. The average American will spend just under $1 million from age 65 on. For Colorado, the cost of living is 3.2% more than the national average. Statistics place estimated total retirement spending at the ninth highest, requiring about $1.2 million in savings to live comfortably for 20 years. In Colorado, Social Security benefits are fully deductible for those 65 and older, and they offer a retirement deduction of $24,000 for those 65 plus. Pensions are partially taxable. The average effective property tax rate in Colorado is less than 0.5%, and that's among the lowest in the country. Kansas goods and services are about 10% less expensive than they are on average. That's in Kansas nationwide. Now, using the same metrics, Kansas retirees will need about $1 million for 20 years in retirement, so about $200,000 less than Colorado. Kansas does not tax Social Security benefits at any age. Public pensions are tax-exempt. Private are not tax-exempt. Property taxes on average are about 1.3%. That's more than twice what it is in Colorado. Personal property taxes on vehicles is disproportionately high in Kansas. And after a thorough look, the couple has decided to change their residency to Colorado, where they retire. It's not just the expenses. Now, since their properties are paid for, taxes are much less than their home and their vehicles here. Income taxes are about the same. and they are attracted to the topography and to the active lifestyle that is offered in Colorado. Not that you can't find a lot of that here. But their research showed better health care options for them if they moved to Colorado. So just letting you know some of the process that we go through when we're helping people determine what they're going to do in retirement. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right. Today is National Pina Colada Day.
Oh.
A frosty and delightfully creamy concoction of pineapple, rum, and coconut cream. The pina colada was first created in Puerto Rico in 1954, as you're well aware, Don.
Oh, yes.
Although its history is contested among Puerto Ricans, it is rumored that the bartender, Ramon Monchito Marrero, first prepared it at the Caribe Litton Hilton's Beachcomber Bar in San Juan, Puerto Rico, on August 16th, 1954.
And don't forget the spear of pineapple with an umbrella made in China sticking out of it.
Yep, the umbrella's made in China.
Yes.
National Pina Colada Day.
Wow. Do you like pina coladas?
Oh, yeah. I can.
You like walks in the rain?
Take them.
I don't like pina.
Go ahead, Ted. Do the whole song.
No, no, I don't want to sing.
Well, Ted, are you a pina colada fan?
I guess not, because it's not something that seems to be on my radar very much.
Okay. When you go out and have a, when you think of going out and have a cocktail, it's not necessarily pina colada
not
coming to your mind.
Not necessarily, no.
Well, I feel like when
I'd be more of a gin and tonic, vodka and tonic.
There you go. There you go. Well, but when in that kind of atmosphere, like if I see a palapa and I'm on a beach or something.
A palapa.
A palapa. That's one of those. That's one of those umbrellas made out of palm fronds.
Yeah,
you know, nice. They hang them up to protect you from the rain.
Sounds
you know?
Like kind of a shapely female to me. A palapa?
No, that's a palapo.
Oh,
yeah. A is feminine, masculine. O is yeah,
gotcha.
Palapo. Or that's what it sounds like when I jump off the diving board.
Yeah, palapo.
Yeah. But no, if I'm in the atmosphere, every once in a while, I will think of a pina colada if I'm in the Caribbean or something, you know?
I like mojitos.
All right, Mac, I know you're always moaning about not being able to get a mojito here in town.
Yeah.
I was at Bacato last night in Old Town Square, and they have several mojitos offered on the drink menu.
You know, I had one the other night someplace. I can't remember where it was. Yeah, they have actually had mint.
Yeah, you got to have that. You got to have that muddled.
Where's this place you were? That sounds kind of exotic. What was the name of it?
Bacato.
Bacato. Never been
Old
there.
Old Town Square.
Oh yeah, that's a place next to the little, just down the street from Sabor.
That's correct.
Just like
yes.
Two doors down.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a neat little place.
Oh, it's tasty.
Yeah,
hey,
we had a good little dinner there.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wasn't. You can get mojitos there.
Get mojitos. All right.
Yeah. You notice how we moved? We're just so well-versed in alcohol. We could talk about this all day long.
Sure could.
Let's talk about wine.
No, we got Guy Bauer doing that on the weekends. Okay. So.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, with Don Grant.
I live it. He talks about it. I live it.